are back, and before I even start, I am a little sick, so I might sound a little nasally and a little raspy. I do apologize, but that's okay, because I have three amazing guests on the podcast today, and we're going to be talking about summer. But you know, as dancers, we often work 6 days a week, and then in the summer, we get this huge chunk of time off, and that can be a bit intimidating sometimes, as you're so used to having a set plan, a set regime, and wanting to rest while wanting to stay in shape. All these different tensions can be there. So I wanted to talk with these people because I respect them so much as coworkers, artists, friends, and just hear how they plan their summers and what's important to them and what's not. So I hope you enjoy this little conversation we have. I hope it inspires you for your summer vacation. And I know you'll just love them because they're cool people. So enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Our Second Home podcast. Three amazing people on today, and we are so close to the end of the season, so we're going to talk a bit about summer. But first, how are you guys doing? We're all a little bit sick, so if we sound nasally, that's why. But how are you guys doing?
Good. Pretty tired, I think. All of us. The body is slowly on holidays.
Yeah.
The mind too.
Pushing through.
Exactly. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
We're almost there.
We're exactly 1 week away today.
It's true.
So my guests today are Lena Scher, Eleanor Pirma, who has been on before in the first episode, and Leo Selegato. And they're all my coworkers. So how about to start with, we just give like a small introduction as to how you came to Estonia, where you're from, how long you've been here, just for a little rough background.
So my name is Lena, I'm from Switzerland. Mm-hmm. This is my first company, it's my third year here. And how did I end up here? It's, you know, you audition, they accept you, you're like, why not, let's go. And yeah, that's it, basically. Yeah.
Amazing. Eleanor, a little recap.
So I am Estonian, and I've lived in Tallinn for 4 years, so this is my fourth season now. And before that, I studied in Germany and the US, so it was like my comeback to Estonia.
Nice. And Leo?
I'm from Italy, and so I came here after a year of studio company in Geoffrey Ballet, and I just auditioned, and this was my first company.
And here you are. Like most companies in the world now, we're quite international, so it's always super fun. So overall, how has this season been for you guys? Was it a hard season, an exciting season, up and down? How would you, if you can, summarize it in one word?
For me, it was really highs and lows, if I think about it. Like, the beginning, it kind of already started very intensely. I had a lot of new roles coming up, and it just went from one to the other, or, like, overlapping at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I was working a lot in the fall time. So that kind of led up to me getting injured after our tour in Dublin. And then I spent 3 months recovering, and now I'm like, now I'm back, and I feel like I'm like kind of refreshed, only now getting tired. But the others are like, the ones that I've worked through the whole season are very tired. So. Sometimes a break is good.
Yeah, totally. Do you have one word that would summarize it, or
we were speaking before, and like trying to say hi, love, but it's 2 words, and then I was like, maybe just hi then.
I guess new.
Yeah, that's cool. You have had a lot of premieres this year, so that's cool. Who wants to go next?
Go.
Okay. I would summarize it in lucky. Like for me, it's been like a lucky season. This one. I've been growing a lot, and a lot of things have happened, actually, and it's been quite intense as well, but, like, in a positive way. And I feel like now I start a bit, like, you know, towards the end, a bit feeling all this, maybe the big things that has happened.
Yeah.
A bit
going, it's hitting, like, you.
It's okay. It's more maybe physically than mentally, because mentally I want to do more, but then my body's like,
Yeah, I think I had that even a few weeks ago. I was like, I feel quite fine, actually. Like, feel, like, pretty fresh. And then I think last week I was like, oh no, I'm ready for vacation. Yeah. You know, kind of like came out of nowhere.
I had a high like 3 weeks ago. I was like, okay, let's go. And now I'm like,
I remember because like we were like, let's do another exercise and jumps and be like, let's go again. Let's add these extra things. And then now we kind of look at each other and walk away like,
okay. For me, I would say intense, but almost every season could be called intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like, I struggle even to like see different parts of the season. I just see like a boom, 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 boom kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, but also very lucky and I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
Or like my word, sorry, my other word could be just dance. I feel like we danced so much.
I
also had great opportunities and I'm very happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's what I'm going to say. You also had a lot of new things this year and that's awesome. Very cool. So as we're moving on to summer, which now is the point where it's like 1 week, I feel like it's so close, but it's so far away still. I'm like, it's almost there. But what are things that you are just really looking forward to? Do you have certain things planned, or are you just looking forward to not having plans? Like, what is your agenda, roughly? Whoever wants to start.
So I didn't actually intend for my summer to be this planned. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I just had one plan, which was my family going on a trip to the US and living in an RV for 2 weeks just hiking in national parks and exploring. But then slowly, like, things got added. Like, we're going on a trip, Lena's also going to Italy and performing there. Two performances.
Like 5 days after.
5 days.
Yeah.
Or 3 days.
3 days after the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you guys aren't really done.
Not really, yeah. After
that's
that.
That's why I'm
But it's okay. It's okay, it's Italy, it's the Alps.
Exactly. So. Anything in Italy is fine.
Exactly.
It's a working vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And you get paid. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's something that I'm really looking forward to as well. And then I planned this for myself when I was kind of coming back from an injury and I wasn't working that much. I was like, oh, I want to dance in the summer. So I applied for a summer school for professional dancers in Dresden. It's called Immersion Dance. And luckily it's just 5 days as well, so not too hard. Yeah. And it's not only dancing, it's also like psychological workshops.
So cool.
And yeah, they have lectures, so cool. That's something.
How many people are there roughly?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
And you don't know anyone else who's
nobody
coming.
That's very nice, actually.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
And when is it?
It's a week after we come back from Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have a little bit of time to rest and then get back. But then I have 3 weeks after that. So
good, good. Just, so you'd still get your chunk to rest.
Yeah.
How about for you?
I have so my relationship with summer is a bit like this. So I have a couple of ideas of what I want to do. But one thing I love about summer is just, you know, you wake up in the morning and you decide what you're going to do that day. And this is, I love it. Because the rest of the year, you know, you have like your class, your rehearsal, your things that you have to do, it's all planned. But summer, you just wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, what's going to happen today?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But of course, I have some plans. I want to... So I'm gonna go visit Lena for like some time. Then I wanna spend a little vacation with my mom and my brother.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And then I think at the end of July I have a little gala here in Tallinn.
Okay,
so I'm gonna come back a bit earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then she's coming to Italy.
Yay! That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, for me also this year was like I knew I wanted to. In the past years I've taken almost the whole summer off, but now I'm finding that I'm getting older that it's harder and harder like for the body to come back. So I was like, okay, I want to do a little something this summer. And so I had an opportunity to dance with one of our other coworkers, Francesco, so that gives me something to like look forward to. And it's in the middle of the summer, so I'm taking like a little break now and then a week to like, because you can't really get out of shape in a week, you know, not a lot. And so then a week to get back in shape, perform, and then some rest. So, but it's also a lot of traveling, which I'm very excited for.
But Abby, actually, what was your word for this season?
Oh, for me, I think it would be, it was a really redemptive season. Like, I think there was so many things, I feel like, that, or at the beginning of the season, that went wrong, and I was, like, in a very low place. And then by the end, I feel like I've overcome a lot of those things, or learned through them, or the worries I had never came to pass, you know, and actually they were replaced with something good. And then there was also just a lot of opportunities, like you guys had as well, where certain roles I feel like I waited a really, really long time for. And then this year was the year that I got to do all of them, which was really exciting. And so for me, I was like, I think it's been a very redemptive year, internally and externally, in many ways.
Cool.
So, yeah. But as dancers, you know, I think we all value rest so much, and we also value our work so much. And I know sometimes for me, and I don't know if it's the same for you, when I see the 6 weeks off, I get a bit intimidated, actually. I'm like, I can't get out of shape, but I want to rest. And, like, I really wrestle with it. So I wanted to also ask, like, how do you process it? Is it something you struggle with? Or are you like, I'm always in shape. Or, like, I'll get in shape when it comes. Or and how do you deal with that? And how do you approach it? And does it play a part in the way you plan your summer?
Mm. I think for me, it's evolved a lot with how my relationship with ballet evolved.
Mm.
Like, when I was younger, I felt like, for a while, it's an obligation, that, you know, when you go to school,
yeah,
like, it's something very, very tough. And when I would go on holidays, I just didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And last summer, I kind of, I don't want to say did a lot. I didn't do any, like, summer intensive, or I didn't take so many classes. But I always did something, like, if I had 2 hours free before going somewhere, I was like, why not do a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Just for myself, and just to shift the attention from, like, obligation to self-care bar. Like, mm-hmm. If you had self-care before any word, like, you change kind of the mentality of it. And actually, it really helped me to have a good summer and also come back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. I think I've always just kind of approached my summers in a way, like, I'll do what feels good mm-hmm. in the day. And I usually do try to keep active, because it's just, I don't know. I think as dancers, you just kind of do that.
Mm.
And so I would take up running in the summer, and just like Pilates, outside class. Yeah, maybe like a bar with, you know, a nice view at a balcony or something like that. Not like full on class, but yeah, like just some little things.
Yeah.
Me, I'm quite same. Like, I try to maybe not do the, to not dance so much, because it's actually like 6 weeks at the end and I'm dancing all the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But I try to keep in shape with, like, you know, like running, or I do these little things like gym that makes me in shape and keeps me in shape.
Yeah.
And for example, I also teach in this like children in this school
where I
start ballet. And this kind of helps also, because, you know, like, you keep yourself in shape, and teaching them, you remind yourself technique.
Yeah.
So at the end, you're like, you're not doing, like, direct work on yourself, but you're a bit, like, keeping both.
That's really good, actually. And I feel like, at least for me, anytime I'm around kids, I'm inspired. I'm like, oh, they love it, and I should love it, too. They see it through such simplicity, and that's refreshing. But this was actually something, because I think, as a person, I like to have a plan. And either the plan is like, okay, I'm just going to rest because I need to rest and I need to not think about ballet or whatever. Even if that's not like how I feel, like you were saying, you go with how you feel. I think that's so healthy. And over Christmas, I was also struggling with it a bit, because I knew we had the Swan Lake tour coming, but I also knew this was the only time to rest in the whole year, you know, like the break. And so I took like the first week off to rest, but then I was like, oh, you know, I feel like I want to move. Like, I want to do some push-ups. I want to do some abs or something. And part of me was like, no, you should rest, you know? And the other part of me was like, but you'll feel good if you move. And so I just did it, like, a little 10-minute workout, and I felt so much better afterwards. And so I think I was like, maybe I'm putting too much pressure on the plan and not trusting my body to actually tell me what it needs, mm-hmm. you know, and that we, the fact that we can actually, like, the body was designed so beautifully that we can listen to it and it can tell us what it needs. And so it sounds like you guys are doing very good at that.
It's true. Sometimes, like, rest is as important as, like, working.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, if you feel like, I have to rest, but then the guilt comes and you actually mm-hmm. want to, maybe you should listen to that side also.
Yeah.
Because like, if you do a bit, then maybe it's easier to rest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
then
yeah.
If you do absolutely. Nothing and you feel
just
guilty.
Thinking about yeah. it, yeah, absolutely.
Because ballet guilt is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't do it for a long time, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. But that's also something I think, like, COVID has taught us as well, that you can take a big time off and you can come back as well, mm-hmm. or injuries or yeah. like being a mom. I think that's a mentality that is changing in mm-hmm. the ballet world. So, you know, we don't have to be scared of breaks yeah. and we don't have mm-hmm. to. We can make it easier for ourselves by listening to what we need and, you know, being smart, but we also don't need to be afraid of this yeah. kind of, true. Which I think in the past was a big thing. Mm-hmm.
Also, like, a mental break, because body yeah. okay, but, like, mentally, just to remember that
yeah.
we're yeah. normal people and we can just, like, eat and hang out and laugh and
yeah.
have fun. And
absolutely. And you were saying, like, physically you feel the most tired. Like, mm-hmm. for you guys, do you feel the most tired physically or mentally or emotionally? Mm-hmm. Or all of them?
Depends. Yeah. Yeah, this year probably mostly mentally, mm-hmm. because even if you're injured, you're still thinking about ballet and, like, a yeah. lot. Actually, it's, like, really hard to be not dancing while others are dancing, so
it's even harder. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You think even more about ballet than the yeah. ones who dance.
Yes, you're like, every moment you're like, I'm not doing this and that.
Yeah.
So I think probably mentally to take a break from it, if I can win.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so physically I won't be taking that many breaks.
Yeah. I think I'm the same. Like, physically, I'm tired today, but physically I feel more or less okay. I know I could keep going. But there was one point, I think, in one of the shows in the last couple weeks where I was like, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to not having to deal with the stress before, mm-hmm. like, you know, the prep before the show, or mm-hmm. the thinking about the corrections, or the analyzing the video after. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm actually looking forward to just not thinking about that mm-hmm. right now and not trying to memorize all the corrections mm-hmm. and so I think for me this will be a good break.
But I just think this is the first time that I'm going on summer and I'm already excited about next season.
Me too.
Like, I haven't had this before where I'm looking at the season, I'm like, oh, I want to dance that already, I want to yeah. do this and that. Like,
that's so
after
cute. I don't summer. Have it. I just want summer right now.
I want summer, but I'm also like, I'm yeah. looking forward to next season. What were you gonna say?
For me, it's like the body and the mind, they are quite connected. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, always in summer in Estonia, I never know how much I'm tired or how much it's the sleep, because
yeah.
we sleep so much less because of the sun. Also.
Yeah.
But I think it's quite connected. If you're a little bit less motivated because you're tired, then your body also feels it. And
yeah.
But I'm okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's good. I think also something that's really great with summer is, I mean, like I said, we're a very international company, so most of us all leave in the summer. And you're leaving by choice, you know, like to go experience new things. But I think it's so good to just be with different people as well, mm-hmm. to be around different lives, mm-hmm. you know, to
get out of the bubble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying, like, you have this, I think, this tradition to go away with your friends mm-hmm. and how there's such a positive impact on you. And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, from the time we plan it, whenever I have a low moment, I think about these few days I'm gonna spend in, like, a sunny place with my
yeah.
friends. And I even, like, write about it, like, I picture it.
Mm.
And it really, like,
motivates
me. Yeah, motivates me.
Yeah. And they are all a bit different as well.
Yeah,
now, and
completely.
Like, yeah. I agree. It's so nice to surround yourself with different people. And even when it comes to, like, eating or, you know, relaxing. Yeah. Like, they really help you kind of step into that. And like,
they know, they're much more intuitive.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I can live this way. I can think this way, you know. So, yeah. Is there people or places that you're really looking forward to in particular? Like, you're going on a road trip, so you're stuck with your family in a van.
Yes, that's going to be interesting. All five of us in a van. Yeah. Never done that before, so that's definitely... I don't know, I have so many things to look forward to that it's not, like, one particular thing. Yeah. I guess I'm, like, taking it vacation by vacation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's kind of divided up for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
I'm actually just looking forward to touch the sea for the first time after the summer.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
The first time you go in the water and that's the moment. For me, that's where the summer begins. Like, that moment where I'm in the water and it's so fresh.
Oh, I agree. Mm. I made a plan. As most of you know, I am like really trying to find a dog. So I made a plan with my parents. I land like really early in the morning, 6 a.m. or something, and it's in an airport that's 2 hours from my home, but this dog that I want to see is closer to the airport than to my home. So my parents are like, how about we pick you up from the airport, we go take a nap on the beach because it's very early in the morning, and then we'll check into a hotel and we can spend the night, you can recover, and then we can have a buffet breakfast. Oh, yes. and again, the beach, you know, I was just, and then we can go see the dog. And I was just like, it sounds perfect. It's like sea, food, dog.
Parents.
So before I see them, I'm going to England to visit my grandparents, and they also, they're so sweet, they like pamper me and stuff, but I'm really looking forward to that, like 48 hours just tucked away. And also, you know, sometimes when you go back home, everyone wants to see you and everyone wants to catch up, so having this little
crazy hometown.
Exactly. It's I'm so looking
the quest for a dog is
it's been a journey, but hopefully, next season I'll have a black Labrador named Juno. I hope. So, yeah. I think that's also one thing I'm looking... Like, I'm also looking forward to next season already.
I keep
visualizing him around the apartment, and I'm like...
Oh. Oh, that's one thing you...
I feel like there's a lot of new things happening next season. And I'm very excited. A lot of changes, a lot of challenges, I think, and it makes me very curious to get there. I think so. I feel like the importance of rest is also very like I feel it more now than ever. It's like I need to really like use this time wisely, because I'm also excited for next season, so I'm like, oh, I want to work hard and like stay in shape and like, you know, be prepared. But I'm kind of like, Abby, you need to also like
be bored.
Because otherwise you're going to come back and wish that you took that time.
You're going to burn out really fast.
Yeah, and I've done it before, so I don't want to do it. But anyways. Alrighty. Oh, do you have any summer traditions? I don't know if... quirky. I mean, you guys have Yanni Pav.
We do,
which is very fun. Every time I tell people I'm leaving before, they're like...
Yanni Bev is a definite.
And we're like, tradition. I don't care. I'm going home.
We make a huge fire.
Yeah.
And we all
go crazy.
Eat and stay up really late because it's like bright the whole day. the whole night, sorry.
Yeah.
It's usually spent with family or friends. But most, like, there's a lot of car accidents that happen on that day, or like people getting drunk and like it's not
all as glamorous.
Exactly. Like the next day there's always news that someone drowned or something.
Yeah. You know?
So it's quite horrible.
It's sad when these kind of something that's supposed to be just good and beautiful is taken to an extreme, and then people actually suffer from it. And so we have the same in Cyprus. They have this because it's an Orthodox country. They have a 40-day Lent. But then when they finish their fast, they like gorge themselves on meat, and the hospitals are like full the next day with people sick and in pain. Oof. And like, it's just like, that wasn't the point of it, you know? So So, anyways, but yeah, any other traditions?
For my, like, country-wise, I don't really think we have, like, traditions. There's 1st of August, which is the national day, but, you know, I, like, just a few fireworks.
Yeah.
But I have, like, this trip that we always do with my best friends, and, like, I know always my dad likes to, like, take me for a day or two in the mountains. Or, for example, like, it's very small things, but I have this one friend I really love to one day just wake up quite early and we go together to swim in the lake. Mm. Then we get coffee and,
that's so
like,
nice.
We have our time. Like, we're both very busy, but we always try to make it happen.
Yeah.
There's something like very comforting in having little traditions.
Yeah, oh, I agree. I like the little ones the most. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't really have like tradition in summer. Like, also, I feel like every summer has been quite different. You know, I
cannot. That's
like,
cool.
Yeah. So, like, looking back, I think like some summers have been like really training a lot, or doing a lot of stuff. Some others very like chill. Yeah. Some others a lot with my family. Yeah. Some others, I don't know, maybe more like just be by myself or like my brother. I don't know.
That's cool.
They're being very different, so I don't know.
That's exciting though. Because then you're like, what's going to happen this summer? It's an adventure every time.
I feel like this summer is going to be great, guys.
Yeah, I think
amazing.
So too.
I think so.
I'm so excited. But what do we have left? What do we have? We have one more Louis. One more Swan Lake.
Another
two choreographers.
And then one more. Oh, yeah, two more Louis.
Two Louis, one Swan Lake, and two choreographers.
Yeah.
That's so I'm not doing the choreography.
But
I'm going to come watch you guys.
It's only a week and we have that much.
It's true.
That's true.
Is it exactly 7? 5. 5 shows.
Every day something. Just
one
day
at the time.
Week.
Yeah.
So we have to enjoy it as
well. It's true. But it's pity that we leave when Tallinn is like this.
I know.
Like this Monday, it was so beautiful.
So
the people
beautiful.
Out on the terraces.
Tallinn comes alive in the
summer.
It's so beautiful.
It's
in the
amazing.
Summer, yeah.
I wish we could have our 6 weeks off in the winter.
Yeah, you
can
were
you imagine?
Saying
because then we could like all go to warm countries for a winter break, and then we could just be here when it's beautiful out. And
but
the problem
I wouldn't
would
want
to
work.
That,
yeah,
like, people wouldn't want
to.
Yeah,
yeah, and the theater, no one would come to the theater,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them. Like when it's cold all year round, why would you go to indoor activities when
That's
they have?
True. But sometimes, like theaters, not ballet theaters, but they do like performances outside in the countryside. And I thought about it, I was like, why doesn't the ballet do that?
Yeah,
like go on a little tour.
Yeah.
Like visit different little places in Estonia.
Do they have good outdoor theaters here?
Not really, but
they
we
can
build
one.
Yeah,
actually, true. I feel like here in Estonia, the pop-up events are amazing. They're so fast and they're so well organized. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll drive past Vabadus Baliak, the Freedom Square, and there's an event. And then when I drive home in the evening, it's gone. And I'm like, what? Like, where did it go? There was a stage. There was hundreds of people, and now there you go. And they could totally do things. We could, like, travel with our own stage or something.
True.
But that's a cool idea. I think they did something similar in Finland this year.
Really?
Yeah, because their theater is under construction now, or renovation. So for the summer, they ended early, I think, and then they did a little tour around Helsinki, Finland, and yeah. We used to do a lot of tours. I think none of you guys were here.
I was here. My first season, we did a lot of
small
tours.
Okay, so you made it just in time.
Why not anymore?
I don't know. It was when Ivor was director, and he really had... Oh, I think it was that they made a change. He had the vision that we're the Estonia National Ballet, so we need to take ballet to all of Estonia, which I thought was actually very cool. But I think now they changed it to make it easier that they have buses that bring people
from
the small cities to Tallinn.
Okay.
So instead of bringing a whole production there, they just bring the people, which is definitely easier. And some of the stages were very small and hard to dance on.
Mm.
But it was always... I was always impressed with how every little town has a very nice little theater.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like a ballet it wasn't a ballet stage, but it was more of a concert hall, and we would transform it into a ballet stage. But yeah. Anyways, I'd only do a summer tour though if we had the winter off, because otherwise it would be too much, I think.
You already do one, so
yeah, right now, anyways.
Wait, you go to Spain, you said?
Spain, yeah, just one show, but I'm excited. I've never been to Spain. I'm going to Italy twice, and I've never been to Italy.
Venice.
Oh my god.
And then, so I go to Venice to rehearse, and then we go to Barcelona, and then I go to Rome for a wedding.
Wow.
So, cool. I've never been to any of them.
Italian summer.
Yeah.
South Europe.
Yeah. Super excited. So, I had this idea that also, beginning of season, we can reconvene and talk about our summers and how they went and what inspired us and stuff. Aww. So if you guys are up for it,
sure.
Then you will be back on in a few episodes.
That's hopefully cute. Happy and
yeah. Well rested and excited.
Yeah.
But until then, guys, hang in there for one more week.
Let's go.
And then live up the summer and just rest. And I wish you all the best now, and that you have a sweet time with your friends and
thank
family.
You, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for listening to the Our Second Home podcast, a podcast dedicated to opening up theater doors through conversations with artists all around the world. For more information, visit our Instagram page, _OurSecondHome with a numerical 2, or visit the blog, www.oursecondhome.org, also with a numerical 2. You can also email us at oursecondhome2@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow, like, share, and comment on all our different platforms. It really means a lot to us. Until next time!